This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Emily here to talk to you about Adam and Eve. Spring is in the air, but is it in your step? Is it in your bed? If you're interested in better sex starting now, go to adamandeve.com. They've got toys, lingerie, accessories, everything you need to level up your pleasure checks. And right now, Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item. Plus, free shipping, which includes rush processing. That's discreet shipping, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly, free and fast. So just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just enter offer code PAWPAW at checkout. That's PAWPAW, P-A-W-P-A-W at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code PAWPAW to get your discount, 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Code P-A-W-P-A-W. Goodbye, sweeties.
Welcome to the campaign after the campaign after the campaign. This is not another D&D podcast. Welcome back to Eldermorn, everybody.
Eldermorn.
I'm your Dungeon Master, Brian Murphy, joined by Jake Hurwitz.
Scared the most of a dragon ghost, Henry Hogfish.
To the point. I love it. Classic.
Simple.
Hank.
Straightforward.
And of course, Emily Axford.
Bang Trimmer, Blade a Glimmer, Excellent Swimmer, and Reaper Sinner Fia Boginia.
Oh, hey. Yeah.
I can attest to the swimming thing.
And then we've got, with the best rhyme of all, Caldwell Tanner.
Oh, flame-licking alchemist whose potions are wild, and oh my god, a bat killed my child! Zerk for Vane.
Oh, oh my goodness.
That's really good.
It also killed my familiar. I don't have a child.
It's more of a roommate.
Yes, all the you guys didn't take too much damage last fight, but all of the familiars
went
down.
Oh,
yes,
I did.
You did. You got crushed by a rock and you got hit a couple times.
Toe-to-toe with the bat.
Right. The bat did bite you a couple times.
There you go.
We've had bad luck with rocks this campaign.
That bat was a pain in the ass. I remember looking at that bat and seeing the low challenge rating in Kobold Press. I believe it was the Creature Codex. I remember looking at it and being like, this is appropriate for their level and should be easy, but I can tell it's going to be a pain in the ass.
And you were right.
And with that, let's talk about other important things that aren't the vampire bat, which wasn't all that important at all. Let's go ahead and do a little recap. You guys are all slowly becoming bats, and that's going to be the plot now.
Wow! Fia sprouts wings, but no one knows if it's from the bat or not.
They honestly work.
So last time, you guys had an interesting start to your session when Zerk wandered off with some hooligans to, quote, find a place to shoot some cans. The 40-year-old teens led him to a cave, then beat him with lead pipes.
Innocent enough.
Then beat him with lead pipes and stole all his stuff, amongst
the
which
lead pipes
was a vial of Batilda's blood.
Of course.
Desperate to find it, the party was able to hunt down one of the teens and convince him to hand it over after a talk with his mom. With the blood retrieved, you went to bed and were awoken the next morning by Lushgrar. Lushgrar told you that he was in need of a blade. A deepfolk cleric named Grez had recently gone off on a dangerous mission all on her own. Grez had been having prophetic dreams of a sentient horror that she was supposed to meet in the ruins of an old deepfolk outpost. To accomplish this, she traveled to a place called the Crux, a dangerous underground town with a network of rivers leading to various old mining sites and outpost ruins. The Crux is occupied by scrappers who supposedly recycle old supplies from these sites to make money. In actuality, Lushgrar believes they are raiders who are responsible for some of the ruins they, quote-unquote, stumble upon. He talked about one such outpost, a successful mining operation that suddenly collapsed under strange circumstances, leaving no survivors. You agreed to help find Grez because you owed Leskrar a favor, but he told you that finding her would be beneficial to you as well because she has the ear of Sienna, the Autumn Fairy, and could potentially answer some of your burning questions. With a sketch of Grez in hand, you headed to the Crux via a teleporter, and once there, you visited the various merchant tents and obtained a newspaper from West Precinct. Hank learned that his ex-wife's new husband, Carlisle Lochnamore, was in the running for new petty king of Outerborough, and, even more concerning, his son was not featured in the family portrait.
Where is my son?
Mr. Henry, if it makes you feel any better, it seems like the wife of a politician has a tough life.
Yeah. And I'm not registered to vote, so it's fine.
You know, I've always wanted Izzy to be happy, but fuck it. That actually sounds pretty good.
Concerned, Henry mailed a letter to Izzy asking about Hank Jr. Where is my son? Before my son? The three of you headed off to a tavern to ask around about the missing Grez. There, you met the leader of the Scrappers, Hutar Gunnarbold, who told you that he had seen Grez. She'd asked about a passage to a particular ruin, and Hutar had supplied her with guides in exchange for her dealing with a haunting there. He offered you the same deal to get passage into the mountain in exchange for dealing with the haunting, and you took it, deciding to follow Grez's footsteps into the mountain. Before you headed off, Fia traded Madame Whitlock's umbrella to Hutar in exchange for some armor, and he obliged. You then joined your guide, Craggle, on a wet and wild log flume ride through the mountain.
All right! I forgot how much I liked Craggle.
Craggle's still there. You're with Craggle. Craggle's
Craggle
your guide.
Craggle rocks, if I may say.
Wow. Okay.
Bravo.
Only 80s kids remember. Craggle took you on a log flume ride through the mountain before pulling up to the ruins where Gretz and the others had apparently gone off to deal with the haunting. As you traveled on foot through the half-collapsed mining tunnels, you began to suspect that this was the same outpost destroyed under mysterious circumstances that Luskrar had told you about earlier. As you approached the ruins, you felt the chill of 1,000 angry spirits before seeing the source prowling through the wreckage of the town, a huge ghost dragon. Ghost dragon.
Ghost dragon.
Okay, you said we felt the spirits, 1,000 angry spirits, but then we see a ghost dragon. Do we feel like this ghost dragon is like all of the spirits have combined to form an aggressive form, or is this the ghost of a dragon?
Zerk squints at the dragon.
And that's where we are now. Fia, as you think that to yourself, go ahead and give me an insight check. And I'll say with advantage if you want to pop open your book for the quickest read in history.
Please do, because I rolled a 3 on the first one.
A speed
That's
read.
That's much better. 22!
22. Okay. You grab your book real quick, start just like flipping pages really quickly.
Excuse me, real quick. Someone hold my book light. It's dark in the cave.
Oh my God. Okay.
Bookvar is out, so Bookvar cannot hold the book light. Classic Bookvar move.
Zerk enchants a worm to turn it into a little book light worm and dangles it over Fia.
Try not to lick it.
Yeah, Fia screams in terror. What? You have come to find me. I pulled you out of my garden 10 years ago.
It's this giant, disgusting cave grub that Zerk finds. It makes it glow. It's not cute.
We're
it's
more just, afraid of that.
It's just horrifying.
You have grown since I pulled you out of my azaleas.
Just ignore the pincers.
Fia, you start flipping through your book here, your Guardians of the Grove book, that is essentially an in-game monster manual. And you guys have arrived, I'll say as like... Zerk's kind of lighting this little book. Hank, you're looking out over the mouth of this giant cavern that you guys have just come to. You see that this big cavern houses the ruins of this outpost. There's rubble and debris everywhere. There are some buildings that are half standing, but most are crushed. You look at like the top of the cave, and you can imagine that at one time the cavern was maybe a little bit more shallow, like there were more like stalactites hanging or something, because now up top it looks like a bunch of broken off stalactites and stuff. It looks like there was some kind of disturbance here that caused a bunch of stuff to fall from the top of this cave. But it is still like hollowed out. You can still walk around here. And you see that there is this huge ghost dragon prowling the wreckage. It's a spectral monster with huge wings, glowing white eyes and semi-translucent scales with a blue tint. At times, it seems to have weight and an effect on the things around it. Like, you hear it going through all this rubble. You see huge claws sinking into the dirt and debris as it's, like, snaking through these ruined alleys. You guys are, like, a little bit above. You have to kind of walk down to get into this ruin. But at times, you see the ghost dragon is, like, phasing through buildings and boulders. It seems that it can essentially kind of decide when it's incorporeal and when it's corporeal. Fia, you are able to quickly find a section on ghostly dragons. Unlike a lot of the monsters that you come across that are like weird combinations of things, this is easy. Just G for ghost dragon. It's just a fucking big old ghost dragon.
It's right there.
To answer your question, you see immediately that it can kind of be either thing. A ghost dragon can either be the ghost of an actual dragon, or at times it can represent a group of people. It's as if a normal dragon might have a horde. This one is like hoarding 1,000 people's unfinished business, hoarding revenge.
They are being possessed by it.
It's a horde of malice.
Their angry souls that linger are being possessed.
Okay, let's go finish all their unfinished business and then we should be good.
Right, yeah. All right, I'll start a list.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'll say here's what you guys would know about ghosts of all kinds have individual magic resistances, but all of them are resistant to non-magical weapons. Luckily, that's not your problem anymore. You guys have magical weapons. You know, a dragon is going to have some kind of breath weapon. You can imagine a ghost dragon is probably going to have some kind of psychic effect or something on you.
So it has not seen us yet?
It has not seen you. And you guys know that a ghost can be freed by either completing its unfinished business or like awakening it out of its frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had cast the spell Blink on myself, but since it seems we are not actively going into battle, I will dismiss it.
Okay, you dismiss Blink. You do see that this ghostly dragon is clearly looking for something, and it's probably not you because all you've done is kind of peeked your head in at this point. It's prowling, kind of snaking its head into different decrepit buildings, making a lot of noise. It's either on autopilot, just haunting this place, or Grez and the scrapper she traveled here with have been spotted. In fact, you hear the dragon shouting and echoes going through the cavern. It sounds like not just echoes, it sounds like hundreds of voices yelling all at the same time.
Returned to the scene of the crime, have you? Glory to Zelboldar 3! Death to the Crux!
Okay.
I whisper, I think that we need to kill these scrappers, I wonder.
You do see that, you whisper, you've got Zerk and Henry right here. You see Craggle, like, 6 feet ahead of you, sneaking around, goes, what was that? What'd you say?
I think we need to get rid of these rappers. They're very loud.
Right. We really shouldn't be eating as we sneak up on this ghost dragon.
Yes, I have a stick I've been rapping at various doors and surfaces with, and I'm thinking I put it away.
Right. And Henry has a rhyme prepared.
Yes. Flappers. I'm also going to stop with the flappers.
It looked good on you, though.
Can I use this moment, Craggle? Can I quickly take a moment to get maybe a little bit of hit points and a little bit of magic back?
You see Craggle looks annoyed and she goes,
yeah, if you want your friend and my friends to die, sure, take all the fucking time you need.
Okie dokie.
See, if you want, I can try and heal you real quick so that we don't need to wait around
here.
Yes,
that would be nice.
This is going to feel weird, but trust me on this. I've been working on this for a bit. I pull out my gun and adjust it to the healing setting, and I just put it right at Fia's back and fire it.
Oh,
Fia,
boy.
Fia instead turns around and opens up her mouth. Completely unafraid, unblinking. Yes, I trust you.
Wait.
It's like somebody shooting a scope mouthwash at you. It just feels refreshing. Just this burst of green life energy shoots out at you.
It is minty. It is absolutely minty.
It's absolutely minty and refreshing.
Where did you gather such herbs on our rocky mountain climb?
Luskar's mom has quite a collection.
Yeah, impressive considering you didn't get to practice last night as you were concussed and unconscious.
Fia puts a little hand behind her back for a secret high five from Henry.
Henry daps her up for sure.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
And that's going to be 14 hit points.
Oh, you are such a powerful healer. It is so impressive.
It turns out when you fire it from a gun, you pack a little extra punch.
I am also going to use a first level cure wounds on my, or healing word on myself.
Great.
Henry, how you feeling?
You know, I feel all right. I think I got a one lick in, but I'm okay.
I point the gun at his mouth.
I'm good. I'm really good.
All right, just say the word.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Craggle, you did not want to stop to kind of chat about this, so I will follow your lead.
What have we done if not stopped?
Okay, yes, we have stopped, so I'm ready for your feet to go in motion and mine to follow.
We're sitting here, we're reading books, we're fucking healing each other. Oh, we're a bunch of friends. Okay, we sit around, we fucking heal each
other. Enough with the infighting.
You know what, Craggle? I'm going to give you a deep tissue massage after this. My bony fingers will work whatever is going on outside of you, okay?
All right, why don't we surround this thing and you three kind of get in front of it, absorb its breath weapon, and I'll come up behind it and just stab in the fucking back.
Huh? All right, great. So that is one plan.
Oh, so we are going directly into a fight.
I'm going to fucking kill this thing, yeah.
Okay. Okay,
Crackle, do you know why this thing is attacking?
Yeah, because it's a fucking dragon. Because it's a ghost.
Well, this is actually why we stopped to read the book. It's not actually just a dragon. Fia, do you want to explain?
Yeah, so, okay, sometimes a dragon can possess the angry spirits that have unfinished business and form a dragon of disparate spirits. And so that is what we are up against. So actually we have this peaceful option where we can finish the business that they have unfinished.
I'd also like to flag an issue that I have with us three absorbing the breath weapon, even if we do decide to go into the battle.
Okay, I was just thinking pure strategy because, you know, I could really wallop them if I got behind them.
Yeah, but, you know, so could we, maybe. And you absorb the breath weapon.
Suspect.
We could also slowly work our way through each of these ruins and just read all the books in there and see if there's any clues as to why the dragon attacked. We could just read more books. How does that sound?
Interesting.
I was thinking we can try to find the cleric. I can do a detect magic to try to find this cleric energy. I am a cleric. I might be able to suss it out. If we can find her, she is likely with your companions, and then we can try and find out what happened.
Out of all three plans, I like Fia's the most.
That's usually how it breaks down, yeah.
You see, that kind of convinces Craggle.
We'll be a lot better off when I've got Ingus and the others by my side instead of you three.
Yeah, I think we'll need all the help we can get.
Okay, now you're getting really hostile. I liked you at first, and I'm just really feeling like you don't like
me. What has changed about me? I've been the same. This is me.
Yeah,
this is Craggle. This is 100% Craggle.
You're right.
You're the one
I like you before, I have to continue to like you even when you turn your ire on me. You go,
girl.
Yeah,
I think we gotta let Craggle be Craggle.
You gotta let Craggle be Craggle. That's rule number one with Craggle.
Well, Craggle, you're going to have to be Craggle in a ritual because I need to do a little ritual. So show me your cheek so we can do kisses.
What?
We all start.
Zerk. Yeah, Zerk has already presented his cheeks.
Same. Yeah.
Going around, little cheek kisses, and I cast detect magic. And then
and then
I'm kind of just holding this concentration, and as we walk around, I'm trying to detect within 30 feet of us any cleric magic.
Okay, great. We'll divide this outpost into like four quadrants. If you're in the same one as the dragon, you'll need to do a stealth check against its passive perception. It's not looking for you right now. It's trying to sniff out Gretz and the others.
Can we can we start in the other quadrants?
Yeah, you guys want to start away from the dragons. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Guys, go ahead and roll a d4. This is just a pure luck check to see if Gretz is in the same quadrant as you guys.
That is a 2.
A 2. You guys do a little ritual. I'll say that the dragon is in a different quadrant, just going around screaming,
"You are not scrappers! You are raiders! Raiders!"
Screaming and looking in, and Craggle just leans in and goes,
"What a Steelers guy.
I don't know what this guy's talking about."
As you're going through this one quadrant, you're looking for like divine magic to try to find this cleric. You do not find any in this quadrant that you guys are in. There are three left. If you want to explore another one that the dragon is not in, you can go ahead and roll another d4.
I would like to.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
While we're exploring, I'm going to put Spritel in the pocket of my new cloak to keep them safe since they're not in their little carapace anymore.
Right. So Spritel, you hear Spritel kind of trying to talk, but you have this speaker that's in the homunculus that kind of uses their magic to be able to speak through it. Mm-hmm. But this is something you hear like the buzz of a fly or something. You hear like this little buzz as Spritel comes near you, and you can tell that, you know, they're trying to communicate, but they can't right now.
Oh, just glow green if you're okay, buddy.
Does like a flash of green.
Okay, that was more aquamarine, but you know, I understand.
So okay,
just
but not
come
good.
Come in here and be safe.
Spritel flies in your pocket there.
Everything's gonna be okay.
Guys, go ahead and roll roll me another d4.
I rolled a 3.
Okay. You guys sneak through this debris to another kind of quadrant of the city. It's taking you guys a little bit. You guys are kind of keeping your distance from where the dragon is. And unfortunately, on this, let's say this is like the eastern half of the outpost, you do not detect any divine magic. I'm going to say there's two more. One that has the dragon in it and one that does not. This is your last chance to find her without having to deal with the dragon's perception.
Can do. All right. I'm going to roll this d4. I got a 1.
A 1. Okay. You guys are detecting magic as you go through some of these buildings. You see that there is the wreckage of like rocks covering like tents. Like you get a feeling that this was kind of similar to the Crux or Zelboldar 7. And even based on what the dragon is yelling, this was Zelboldar 3. So this was people lived here, people worked here, and it is just completely wrecked. As you go through
it. How recent does the destruction look?
A few years.
Is there any expositional graffiti on the wall? Like somebody writing something like, "We are all sinners. Like this, the fate of judgment is coming for us." And then they like explain exactly what we need to do.
You do hear the dragon yelling all those things.
You're not going to read your way out of this one.
The scrappers are sinners. They will pay. Glory to Zelboldar 3.
Gotcha,
this
okay.
This is such a delicate situation. Can I size up Craggle?
Go ahead and give me an insight check on Craggle.
Not a bad idea.
That's gonna be a 3.
A 3? Craggle looks unshaken. Craggle just looks impatient, is like leaning in like, do you have a fucking read on this person or what?
I'm not getting anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so...
But my magic is really top-notch, so it just means that they're not here.
So you guys have gotten the most unlucky rolls possible.
It's us.
There's only one quadrant of the outpost left that she and her compatriots can be in. The 4 spot, you guys never got it, so the ghost is in that one.
Sometimes you roll wrong. Sometimes you just roll wrong.
You know, it makes sense that the dragon's also onto them.
You do see in this area, there do look like there are more intact buildings that have been like crushed by boulders but are still around, and you see this ghost is going through the alleys trying to sniff around.
Okay, so we gotta find them before the ghost dragon does.
That sounds right. And I imagine there's a chance that they are injured or something. They might have been caught in some debris falling, so I'd love to get over there and try and help them out if we can.
You see Craggle goes, "All right, so should we try to get the jump on this fucking dragon or what?"
No, Craggle.
Oh my God,
we're
cool
still
it
doing
on the dragon.
We're still
Craggle.
Doing Fia's plan.
They're just
Craggle.
Saying a lot of crazy shit. All right.
Okay. Actually, Fia's going to drop her detect magic. We know that she is not around here. She is near the dragon. However, Craggle, do you think that maybe you want to go try to find your compatriots so that you can fight together?
You see, Craggle thinks about it. Guys, go ahead and give me a group insight check. One person do it.
Jake, do it.
Yeah.
He also well.
Gladly. Ooh, that's a 21.
Hank, you see Craggle looks scared. You see, but she kind of shakes her head and she goes, "What? Why would I give that thing the fucking jump on me? We got 4 of us here. There's one of that thing. It might be big, but we can fucking surround it. I'm not going to walk around there clanking around in my armor, get caught off guard."
Yeah, let's stick together, but let's try to find the others so we can get real numbers on this thing, all right?
All right.
I think I look at Craggle and I say, "When I am very scared, I know I cannot be scared in battle. And so I try to channel it into something useful." And as I say this, I cast a spell that creates a little scared-looking Fia. It's technically the spell Summon Shadow Spawn.
And it's basically like a little summon spell that can fight with us.
Whoa.
Yeah, you guys see, like Shank, you see a shadow comes out behind Fia.
Okay. Hey, maybe you're cursed too.
Oh, her? Yeah, the fearful one, she is very cursed. Absolutely.
Fira, yeah.
I do not want to go in, Fia.
Go ahead, Shank, make a friend.
But Fia, you have so many abilities to contribute to the battle.
But you say that just because you are strong and you want to fight. I do not want to fight.
You will find out there, scared Fia. Fira.
Fira.
You will find out there, Fira, that you actually have something to contribute to, that you have strength. There is sometimes some ways to use fear and let it harden you and make you on edge, aware.
Yeah, don't worry. Nothing bad ever happens to Shank, my shadow buddy.
Yeah, I just was torn asunder a couple times. One time there was some water moving around, then I died.
Whoa, Shank, cool.
Oh, that sounds
Shank.
Like the scariest thing I've ever heard.
Not very helpful, Shank.
And she lasts for an hour, so I guess let's start sneaking.
Make the most of it. Sweet. I'm going to, while we're prepping, I'm going to go ahead and drink the speed potion I brewed earlier today, which gives me just an extra 10 feet of movement so that I can hopefully rush over to Grez if I see her and heal her or whatnot.
How large is the cavern that we're going to be exploring? Like, how large is that quadrant?
It's big. It's great. You guys are going to be, like, moving around. This is like...
So I can't just, like, move Shank around over there quietly.
No, you can... Well... How far can Shank be from you?
He can only go 30 feet from me.
He can only go 30 feet from you. I'll say, using Shank, Shank could essentially give you the help action, and the logic there is that Shank is 30 feet ahead of you, scouting, and you're moving behind him, and that way you roll flat. Everyone in the party has disadvantage on stealth, except for Zerk.
Ooh, okay. Can I do the same with Fira?
Yes. So nice. Everybody can roll flat, except for... for Craggle.
I was going to ask about Craggle, by the way.
Yeah.
Is she wearing armor?
Yeah, she's got big, they're called scrappers because they repurpose all this metal stuff. So she's got like some freaking wicked plate mail on.
Yeah, repurposers doesn't roll off the tongue like scrappers does.
They're like dumpster divers, I got you.
Sweet, so the way we'll do this is we will just do a group stealth check. That means as long as half of the people pass... that means that you guys will go undetected. Cool. I'll roll for Craggle first to see how well you guys had to do. 15. You're not going to know if that passes or fails yet.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That's
Shall we roll?
Pretty good, though.
Yeah, everybody roll your stealth.
That's a disgusting mildewed 20 for Zerk.
Great.
Nice. It's a 19 for Henry.
Okay.
Ooh. That is an 8 for Fia.
Fira is like humming a really creepy tune as she walks ahead, isn't she?
No, it's a really catchy tune. It's so catchy.
So we're saying half had to pass. Craggle and Fia failed, but Zerk and Henry passed. So I'll say Craggle and Fia are kind of clomping along in the back. But Shank is kind of ahead, leading the way, sneaking around.
I can't help but hum along with Fira's tune.
God, it's haunting.
I, like, go inside of Shank so that I can disguise myself in him. This is weird. This is weird, but it works. It works. It's weird.
And as you guys are sneaking through these abandoned buildings and stuff, and, like, you see evidence that certain buildings were once taverns, certain buildings were once homes and stuff like that, all, like, hollowed out and destroyed. Guys, go ahead and give me insight checks.
That is a 16.
16.
19. 14.
Okay.
Nice.
You guys all, with pretty good insight checks, you can imagine that they have hidden away in some cellar or basement or something. You're not going to find them just poking around randomly.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Do I have a sense that if we were to attack this dragon, rather than do the business of the ghosts that it is possessing, that this would be a less moral outcome?
Much like when you fought Sadie Bellwater, you can weaken something and then reason with it. There is no moral thing to do. You can try to feed up Craggle to it. You can...
But like, fighting it is not necessarily killing it off. We're just...
Right.
We're like, lessening its craziness right now.
Mm. Correct.
Okay, if that's the case, I think that we just have to fight this fight.
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement?
I guess, yeah. The only other option I can think of is that we try and get the dragon to find Grez first, and then we, all team up then, but... I don't know if that's the best plan.
I don't know if the dragon would know that Grez is not part of the problem for it.
No, it is. It does seem like it's got kind of a cacophony of opinions going on up there.
Groupthink is very dangerous.
Yeah, maybe once we jump out, they'll join us.
Okay, let's. I'm going to cast Blink on myself again.
Okay.
And let's go into battle. Let's try to get a... perhaps a surprise round on this huge ghost dragon?
I'm going to say everybody go ahead and roll initiative. I'm going to say that we're not going to, because half of you guys failed, I'm not going to give you guys a full surprise round for, we're not going to do group stealth checks.
It's always tough doing the due diligence when, as a player, I just absolutely want to fight this dragon.
Oh, I wanted to fight it from the start.
All right, that's an 18.
10 for Fia.
7 for Zerk. Zerk creates a shadow puppet named Zillouette that doesn't have any abilities, but he thinks it's cute.
Craggle punches you in the arm, gives you a dead arm.
Oh!
What the fuck are you doing?
It's my process. Leave me alone. Henry, get her.
What? I missed what happened.
If you do any of that weird shit on the wrong side of Zilboldar, you'll get fucking mugged, dude.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Okay, Crackle, I really like you again.
Okay. Here's what I will say. Since you guys, we'll do like kind of half of a surprise round. We'll start at initiative 18. We will skip this dragon's lair action. You see this ghost dragon is like snaking around looking for Grez and is just yelling out,
"Scrappers, show yourself! Show yourself! Show yourself! Show yourself, Scrappers! Blood and stone! Glory to Zelvonor 3! Death to the Crux! Death to the Crux! Death to the Crux!"
Whoa, this is kind of sounding like electronic music.
Yeah, if they could all harmonize, I think that we'd really have something going on.
Yeah, I could dance to that.
Henry, you
death
are first.
Death to the Crux. Death to the Crux. Death.
Yeah. It's like ghost trap music. I really like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanna hunker down behind like a wall.
Okay.
As close to the dragon as I can and nod to Shank, like, go.
Mate.
You got this.
Are you fucking that thing's big?
I know. That's why you're gonna
You want Fiora to see this? You want Fiora to see a death?
Yeah, we gotta show her that there's nothing to be afraid of. You run towards that dragon and just yell like glory to Zelboldar 7. That's
But also stay like 30 feet away from Fiora, okay?
Yeah. You see Fiora goes,
What is he doing, Fia?
He is doing something brave, and you are going to...
Fuck me!
You see Shank runs out. You guys see Shank sprinting towards the ghost dragon, not necessarily bravely, in more of the way of somebody who is resigned to his fate, but also screaming. And you see Henry... as you have these shadow claws that you gained a while ago, but as you kind of learn more about yourself and as you've like begin to come into like your blade powers and whatnot, you suddenly see the shadow mixes with like a green energy,
whoa. Don't lick it,
and it forms a pole arm in your hands, specifically a guy's arm.
Guy's arm.
Not a guy, not a G-U-Y apostrophe S arm, but a guy's arm. G-U-I-S-A
Are you holding a man's arm?
I hope not.
Which is like a giant hooked pole arm. It looks like something, Henry, that as your time as a third mate on the sea, you would probably have had to fight like manners of sea horrors and stuff, keeping them off the boat with these long pole arms. Mm-hmm. You feel it appear in your hand, transferring from your claws to this hooked weapon, and you see a shadowy version forms in Shank's hands as he runs forward and swings at the ghost dragon, and the ghost dragon just goes,
"Is that a guy's arm? You just got a guy's arm? Guy's arm? His arm!"
Henry, go ahead and make your attack for Shank.
Yeah, you know, on the plus side, it's going to be a lot easier to wipe my ass.
Craggle goes, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
I'll be right back. So just before Shank swings, I swap places, and I'm going to attack from his position because I want to use this guy's arm myself.
You guys see Shadow suddenly appears back, and Fira goes,
Oh, thank goodness, Shank, you're okay.
And then
am I feeling a love connection here?
It's a will they, won't they, why they, should they.
We both have so much to fear.
Wow. It's a 24 to hit.
Super hits.
That's 14 damage on the first attack.
You slash into this spectral dragon. You see at first you start to cut through it, and it's like you're trying to swing at fog or something, but then you see it glows green, and there's this magical blade energy, and there's a shock through it, and you can see it's having an effect.
Ow, 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 ow! How dare you, enemy of Zelbuldar!
Yeah, that's the guy's arm.
You are a scrapper!
Not necessarily, but I don't know whose side I'm on yet.
He's so scrappy, that's for sure.
I'm gonna swing the guy's arm around and take a second attack.
Great.
That is a 19 to hit.
19 hits.
And that's 7 damage on that time.
7 damage, okay.
And now I am going to unleash Hank, swapping places with him again.
Great.
Sorry about that, bud.
back!
That's a 22 to hit.
Hits.
All right. Shank likes the guy's arm, too. And that is 11 damage.
After Henry's turn, that is Craggle's turn. You see Craggle just makes a guttural noise and begins expanding, and her armor begins expanding with her. Just suddenly becomes large, becomes like a large creature, like much bigger than any of you guys. Goes from being this short deep folk to this large deep folk, the size of like a burly orc.
Wow. Taller than Fia?
Much taller than Fia. Yeah, she's like six and a half feet tall.
Fia exercises her neck to look up for the first time in a long time.
And she charges forward and is going to make an attack against this ghost dragon.
Stop lying to everyone. The Crux rules.
Just, I guess, let her do her work and then we'll deal with it.
Yeah.
She misses big time. She's a little slow going. You see, she's got like a big, heavy blade, and she takes a big swing, would do a lot of damage if she hit. Unfortunately, did not hit, misses. That is Fia's turn.
Okay. First, I go to Fira, and I say, Fira, I'm going to go away. And
no,
perhaps,
don't. No, the bad part of plan. New
and
plan.
Perhaps blink out of existence, but here's the plan. After I go, and I whisper what she's supposed to do.
Okay.
After I go.
Sweet. Well, yeah, whatever you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to run right up to it, and I'm going to try to attack it.
Sweet. Fia, you run forward, leaving Fira behind.
Okay, I'll just wait here.
Okay, I'm going to miss on my first attack. That's a 13. Does a 13 hit?
13 is not going to hit. This thing is
and
able...
And then I got a 2.
A 2.
I
did
my
Lord.
Bonus action.
Oh,
all right,
boy.
Fia misses twice, but now is where the blink spell comes into effect. Roll a d20 at the end of each of your turns for the duration of the spell. On a roll of 11 or higher, you vanish from the current plane of existence.
Wow.
So now I'm going to roll and find out if I vanish from the current plane
of existence.
So
the purpose of the spell is effectively to just take you out of battle for a round unless it's your turn. Got it.
Yes.
So go ahead and roll. Fia goes up, swings twice. You see this thing seems like it has to become kind of corporeal to be able to attack and stuff, to be able to fight or to affect its surroundings. You see it kind of goes translucent as Fia swings through it, has no effect. But then Fia herself starts to maybe disappear.
Fia's unblinking eyes, for the first time since you've known her, blink.
She's making the peace sign. Where's she going?
Fuck me. I got a 4, so I didn't go away.
You got
away.
A 4. Fia stays put.
I am putting that dice to the side because it has given me nothing.
She's like a little kid who's hiding, just has her hands over her eyes, and is just standing right next to the dragon.
And then that is so anticlimactic. Imagine if that had been a cool turn. Okay, well, it's not over just yet because
I'm thinking about
it. Now Fira is going to run and do her once a day dreadful scream.
Okay.
She's going to run so that she's within 30 feet of the dragon, but not Fia or Shank.
Okay. So she just, she runs. So there's like a cone or line, not directly at Shank.
Just going to run over the side here and...
Fia, my ear ears are so big. You have to stop.
That just, it hurts you guys a normal amount, but it's going to actually have an effect on the dragon.
And then for the dragon has to do a wisdom saving throw or be frightened of the spirit for a minute.
Okay.
Whoa.
Cool.
Cuts both
Which
ways.
Which would be good because frightened creatures have disadvantage on attacks.
Fia, you see that this dragon just kind of locks eyes with Fira and does not seem to be affected by it.
Okay. Mm. Then she will also do her little melee weapon attack.
Oh, no.
This is insane. I cannot fucking roll right now. She misses because I rolled a 6 on the dice. And then with her bonus action, she's going to take the hide action in darkness.
Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, good turn, good turn. My ears are bleeding.
Bye.
Yeah, she hides.
Fia looks over at everyone and she says, truly everything that could have gone wrong went wrong this turn.
It's not easy having a shadow, you know. Yeah. It's not.
I think I do not deserve Batilda's blessing.
You see the ghost dragon just looks around and goes, I don't know. Does anyone here know what happened? I don't know what happened. Did you see that? She just came out and missed a bunch and yelled and ran
Everything
away.
Everything I rolled was under a 7.
On initiative 10 after Fia is this thing's second lair action. We didn't use the first one because you guys kind of got the jump on it, but there's another lair action. You guys all suddenly see the dragon breaks into hundreds of deep folk ghosts and fly at you. Bunch of them yelling, screaming. You see boulders falling. You're kind of seeing the attack happen in real time, and they swirl around each one of you guys, and you are, like, psychically overwhelmed. Everybody go ahead and give me wisdom saving throws.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh. Shout out to the two crew.
It's a 15 for Zerk.
Okay.
24 for Fia.
A 24.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Can I have, like, 14 of those?
Zerk.
I wish I could put them on my previous turn.
Zerk, Fia, and Craggle all pass. But Henry, you feel completely overwhelmed. And in fact, you fully have the experience in being in Zelboldar 3 as there's this destruction. You see like boulders falling down and stuff. And you are possessed by a ghost of like a fleeing citizen as they're trying to get out of Zelboldar 3.
Henry wants to run away yet again.
Yeah, so you guys see Henry just like looking up wide-eyed trying to figure out how to get away.
Yeah, we got
to
get out of here.
What did you see, Henry?
What I'm seeing what's happening, you know? Feels like I'm the only one.
Could you narrate it like an audiobook?
That is the ghost dragon's turn. The ghost dragon is going to go ahead and take some cracks at Fia.
She just has her hands over her eyes. I don't know what she thinks she's doing.
Truly, I did absolutely nothing.
Takes a claw attack at you. That's a 25 to hit. That's 13 damage, Fia.
Okay.
And then is going to do a withering bite. You see the head pops around and takes a bite at you as this thing opens its mouth. You see darkness and feel as if you're falling in a hole during like an avalanche as the thing goes to bite into you.
Damn.
Oh,
that's 23 to hit. And that's 13 damage. Go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw.
Let me also just do my that fails. And Fira is gone because I failed my concentration.
Wait, no, use your charge.
It is a charge.
My sharpener.
Right.
Smell those salts.
I remember Zerk and I smell this smelly necklace around my neck.
See, I did a good thing once.
And then I do a constitution you say?
Yep.
Oh my God, I'm really so bad. I think I'm going to have to chronal shift on that one.
Okay.
Do it.
That's not even going to do it. 12.
Jesus Christ. Fia, you take 19 necrotic damage.
Yeah, oh he's down.
Wow. Okay. This thing does not even look close to hurt. That is Zerk's turn.
Okay, well, that changes things. Zerk just hustles over to where Fia is, flips his gun back to the health setting, and cocks it, puts it in Fia's mouth, and just delivers a huge blast of minty good second level cure wounds.
Nice.
Mr. Zerk, don't bring me back. I did nothing. I did nothing. I danced around. I did no damage.
Fia, you are worthy of the blade. Don't let anyone, especially yourself, tell you different.
Thank you.
It's gonna sting a little bit. It's very minty.
Okay.
That's 21 points of healing.
Right on.
There we go.
I come back and I feel above half health. Mr. Zerk, your potions in that gun are more powerful than ever. Never lose this again.
It took losing it to understand how truly important it is. And then Zerk whispers yeehaw.
That was the real practice.
Then that is the lair action. You see the ghost is going to look at Zerk, turn its head. You see the image of a falling deep folk falling through a fissure, and then suddenly you switch places with it. You guys see a fissure opens up underneath him. Zerk, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
Whoa.
11?
11 is a fail.
Zerk runs in place for a second, then falls in the fissure.
That was comical.
No, it wasn't. I'm hurt.
Jesus. Zerk,
why
you take,
are you laughing?
Zerk, you take 17 damage and fall 20 feet down a hole. You guys see a fissure opens and Zerk just plummets down it.
Perfect.
That is Henry's turn. Henry, you are incapacitated until next
incapacitated.
Round.
Incapacitated.
Incapacitated.
Wait, did I take falling damage or just the 17 damage?
Just the 17 damage. That's the bludgeoning damage that you take from hitting the craggy rocks on the way down.
Cool.
So you're just in a hole. Speaking of crags, that's Craggle's turn. Craggle's going to try to do better this time. Takes a swing at the ghost dragon.
Come on, Craggle, rock.
That one is going to hit. Craggle in this big form does more damage, but you see that she's not prepared to fight ghosts. She has a big steel sword that is not magical. You can see that it's only having half the effect.
Uh-oh.
So she does 11 damage.
I am considering we might have to run from this situation.
I had an escape plan, but I had to use it on healing instead, which is often the case.
I'll say Craggle looks around and starts shouting for backup.
Angus, if you're somewhere in there, show yourself! Help us out here!
That's what we need.
There we go.
I'm going to have them roll a perception check with disadvantage. Let's say, Jake, go ahead and give me two rolls. They both had to be above a 15.
Okay. That is a 19 and an 8.
And an 8?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, that's not going to do it. Craggle does not get any response as she starts shouting. Fia, that is your turn.
Okay. Should we try to make a retreat and hide in a cellar like the others did?
That's what I've been saying!
Okay.
I'm already in a cellar!
You do see that Zerk has fallen 20 feet down.
It's pretty nice down here.
I would like to, what I would like to go is use my movement to go try to help Zerk out.
Okay, great.
And then I will cast Silent Image.
Mm.
In front of the dragon, I will create a party of scrappers.
Oh, okay. You see an image of four versions of Craggle stand in front of the dragon in a ghostly image. And you see Craggle goes,
hey, what the hell?
Do the Craggle dance.
I'm sorry. I make them all dance a little bit. Okay, I think we all have one turn to try to hide in a fucking cellar because we are so fucked. And then I've moved down as far as I can to help Zerk get out.
Great. I'll say on Zerk's turn, he'll have advantage on an athletics check to get out. Sophia, cool. You begin to climb down the fissure. Reach your hand out to Zerk.
Okay.
That is another lair action. This thing's second lair action.
My excitement to fight the ghost dragon has quickly withered.
I had such a sick plan and everything failed.
You had such a cool slew of things.
I truly love it.
You guys see, it looks like there are ghostly stalactites. This is almost an image of what happened to Zelboldar when it was destroyed. You see an explosion above it and a giant stalactite begin to fall down. Fia, go ahead and give me a dexterity saving throw.
I am using a new dice.
Good.
12 plus 1. I got a 13.
You guys see Fia is struck by the stalactite.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
You take 8 damage. And you guys see she is pinned down by this big ghostly rock.
Wait, does she fall into the
No, I'll
me?
Say she's on like the edge, but she can't help you. She's stuck now.
No.
Oh.
That
maybe
is.
Maybe we just live in this hole. I don't know. Maybe this is our new home.
Maybe if enough of these fall, it will turn into a cellar.
Yeah, I'll say Fia is maybe like 5 feet down. Like basically, she just got pinned to the wall by this giant ghostly stalactite. That's not. It's more of a spell than it is like an actual rock. Okay. But she is like pierced by this ghostly arcane energy that keeps her up against the rock wall. Zerk's at the bottom of this hole that is just Hank and Craggle up there and Shank,
yeah, our hero.
The new part, we're so fucked, dude. This thing is going to go ahead and do its horrifying breath. It breathes, and you see ghostly images of the ghosts of Zelboldar trying to escape. You are overrun with this horrifying vision. Go ahead and give me a wisdom saving throw, Hank.
Oh. And this is, I'm already petrified of another thing.
You
right?
were just incapacitated. You are now that it is the ghost dragon's turn, you're no longer incapacitated.
I see.
So you lose one ghostly vision and then another one comes at you, but this one is like trampling you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I think I'm actually Oh fuck. 19.
19 passes. So you only take half. God. You take 21 damage.
Oh my god.
But Craggle takes 42 and looks really fucked up. And Craggle looks frightened.
We gotta get out of here. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Okay, sure. Yeah, help me get my friends out of this fucking hole and we'll run.
There's no time for them. We gotta keep going. We gotta run.
Wait.
If we want any of us to get out of here, it's me and you.
I'm not going anywhere, Craggle. We are all dead unless you help me.
That is Zerk's turn. Zerk, it's just 20 feet down. I'll say with a successful athletics check, you can get out.
Okay, can I scramble up and try and, like, help Fia?
Yes, you can scramble up and try to help Fia. I'll say Fia's about halfway between you and getting out of this fissure, so go ahead and give me an athletics check. I'll say this is easy. I'll say...
Would you say I'm 6 feet under?
10 feet under, an even better TV show, because it's deeper.
Wow, an even deeper grave. My sleeping trench is too deep. I made it too deep.
Classic Reaper humor.
We'll say DC 8, Zerk.
Okay, great. I think I can manage that. I can't manage that. That's a 6.
Okay, I'm going to... My eyes roll back into my head and I say, Time Devil, we are in the darkest situation we have ever been in. And it is no surprise we are up against a foe. I have never fought anything like before. I need you now more than ever. And then chronal shift.
Great. Zerk,
so roll
go ahead
again,
and,
Zerk.
Go ahead and roll it again.
Zerk's muscles like flinch and tighten up. Yes, that's a 19.
Sweet. Yeah, you're able to climb up. You see Fia has been pierced by this spectral stalactite. You're
shoot,
able to
get off. Shoot.
Yeah, you full on dispel it. You have magical means.
I just shoot it with my magic gun.
Yeah, exactly. You blast it. It does like a dispel effect essentially. You see Fia begins to fall. You grab her. She's able to cling back onto the wall. I'll say you're not strong enough to carry her up, but she can get out on her turn.
I got the time juice in my veins. I can carry you.
But you immediately start to struggle to carry her. And it becomes very clear.
Yeah, I think the problem is the time juice is in my veins and I kind of give it to other people. I'm sorry. It gives you a pump, but it goes away like really quickly.
I'm addicted to time juice. I don't know what to say.
Zerk, do you want to climb out of the fissure?
Yeah. Would that be like my full action or can I do something
else? I'll say if you can do something else, but you won't be able to hide unless you use it as your action. Because none of us are rogues.
Where is Henry currently?
Henry is right near the dragon. But he's looking better than you guys. And he's still got a full turn.
Do you want to just dash to find where we can try to hide?
Yeah, I think I'll probably do a perception check and try and find a good hiding spot.
Great.
That's a 22?
22, sweet. Yes. I'll give you advantage on a stealth check wherever you want to hide.
Yeah, I look for a cellar
Great.
Full of tasty cheeses.
Sweet.
That's a 16.
Zerk, you find one of the more put together houses. You see that there is like debris all over the floor and stuff, but the foundation has held. You're able to basically like slide in. It has cover on the sides. The front door is like busted off, but the house itself is still standing. And there's enough debris in there that you can literally like slip under the debris. So there's, you know, it would be very, very hard to find you. And you hide under this debris here. You seem pretty well hidden.
Okay.
After Zerk, that is another lair action.
Mm. Did Fia and Henry see which way I ran?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
I know Zerk's smell. I can follow it on the wind.
Yeah. I can use tinkering to like specifically create a scent that they can use to follow me.
Whoa, man.
The gun smells pretty minty already.
Yeah, wait, yeah. I just follow the gun mint.
Yeah, you guys smell electric blue Listerine.
Wintergreen gun.
Yeah,
wintergreen gun. It's a Banaka gun.
Statement of a great mint. It's double mint gun.
Henry, go ahead and give me a constitution saving throw. Nope. This ghost turns to you, locks eyes with you. You see suddenly it breaks into a vision of a bunch of scrappers in this thick armor stabbing at you. You feel like a panic, like you're trying to run away, and these scrappers are like in your way.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, you're stabbing me. Sorry about that. That's a 16.
A 16 is going to pass. You just take half. You take 11.
Okay.
Henry, that is your turn. You see, Craggle looks completely fucking panicked. You see, Zerk has just like successfully slipped away, but you smell the fresh wintergreen in the direction of like this broken down house.
There is a silent image of scrappers.
Okay. Well, I guess the one thing I want to do is, can I have Shank help Fia out of this hole?
Sure.
As I'm running.
Great.
Basically, I can get like a 15 or 30 foot head start. And the last thing Shank does is
great. So
give me a hand.
You start to run in the direction of the delicious wintergreen.
I want to get shot in the face with that gun.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check. I'll say 17 or higher, and he can just yoink her right out of there. And if it's less than that, he can just help her on her turn.
No, it's only 11.
Okay, So he puts his hand out. He grabs Fia. Fia will be able to pull herself up on her turn. On Craggle's turn, full disengage, panicked. Runs in the other direction. You don't even know, not even following Zerk, just gone.
Okay, great.
Fia, that is your turn.
Okay, I look at Shank and I say, if you can help get me out of here, I will put in such a good word for you with Fira.
Really? How does that work with shadows?
Because
like,
you know,
like me,
you would
like,
know more than I do. I'm not a shadow. I've not engaged in this. So maybe you and Fira need to figure it out.
Right, because if you and Henry were together, that would be weird. But me and Fira,
no.
I think it's...
Me tonight.
Nah, it's weird. It feels kind of weird, right? It feels weird.
You know what? I'll let you make that call.
All right.
Just help me out, please.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to stay out of it. That's
right,
for sure.
Shank helps pull you out. Go ahead and make an athletics check with advantage.
Zerk is hiding, thinking, I hope Fira and Shank get together.
That's going to be 26.
26. Yeah, you jump right out there. You and Shank start taking off. Actually, Henry and Fia both give me hide checks with advantage. You do see, as we get into this thing's lair action / next action, it begins to turn towards the silent image that Fia has created of the scrappers, begins to do like some kind of psychic effect, and you see it goes into like bite at them, causing just enough of a distraction for you guys to attempt to hide. Go ahead and give me stealth checks with advantage.
Okay, 14.
It's not great for me either. 15.
16, 15, 14 on stealth. You guys all go to this crumbling house. As an action on this thing's next turn, it attempts to chomp the silent image, destroys the image. You see like a ghostly swirl as all of the Craggles disappear. You see the real Craggle is just fucking sprinting off. Zerk, that is your turn. You are still in hiding, but you can cast something on yourself. Or I'll even let you pop out and cast it on like one of your friends.
I will go ahead. I'm realizing I only have 12 HP, so okay. I will go ahead and heal myself. I'll just do a cure wounds on myself. And then while I'm doing that, while I've got this gun to my chest and I'm just pumping myself full of minty green healing energy.
Great.
Can I look around the room to see? I know that Zubaldar is a place full of tunnels and passages. There's no like cellars or anything in here that we could maybe escape to and then try and move around in.
You do not see a cellar here, but you do see that there are, this looks like a sort of residential area and it has survived better than other places. That being said, you're going to need to do a new hide check if you move in a big way.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if we're safe here, I think we should just try and group up and decide our next plan.
Okay, so Zerk is going to go ahead and heal himself. Lair action is not going to affect you guys while you guys are hiding. Ghost Dragon is going to need to look on their turn. Henry, that is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to use my action to have Shank just sort of pile up more debris and dust around me and hide as good as I can.
Okay, go ahead and give me, I'll say plate mail and stuff. It makes sense that it would be bad for sneaking in somewhere, but for if you're just like staying still and like burying yourself, also you can do this with advantage.
Great. There you go, Shank. Pile up the dirt. Nice.
Okay, cool. And then there's room for me where?
Yes, plenty of room. Just keep on piling it up. And you can get right in. Close it up. Yep, right around the neck. Perfect. That's 16.
Okay, 16. Fia,
this is brave what we're doing.
On Craggle's turn, Craggle just continues to dash. You don't even see where she is anymore.
Hey there, Nadpoles. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, look no further. Aura Frames are the beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. My mom, my mother-in-law, and my grandmother-in-law all have Auras from me, and they love them. So from grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even the friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Trademark, brother. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. They're easy to set up. They are the perfect gift, and they've got unlimited storage, unlimited photos and videos. You can invite as many people as you want to a frame. There are absolutely no hidden fees or subscriptions. How beautiful is that? And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is Aura, A-U-R-A, Frames.com. Use the code PAWPAW at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, everybody.
Howdy, Nadpoles. Caldwell here with a very important question. Do you like spending money? I sure do. Every time I give away my money, chances are good I'm going to get something I want in return. It's a pretty sweet deal. But sometimes I find myself paying for things I'm not even using. And when that happens, I end up having less money in my bank to spend on things I do want. Ridiculous, right? Luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That is rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. One more time, that's rocketmoney.com/pawpaw. That's it for me. Thanks for listening and happy savings.
Fia, that's your turn.
I am going to, who is the most fucked up? I assess the wounds of my compatriots.
I'm at 28.
I'm at 25. We're both okay. Pretty fucked.
I'm going to guidance myself while I go try to find another place with a cellar.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Sanctuary on Mr. Henry.
Sweet. Oh, I have a second wind.
Oh,
too,
that's so true. I cast Sanctuary on Mr. Zerk.
Oh, okay. Fia, go ahead and give me a perception check as you sneak out into like another row of houses.
That's a nat one.
You look around and you cannot see anything. Would you like to hide? What would you like to do?
Yes, I would like to hide, yes.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
That is a six.
Six.
I don't know what is going on.
Is that worth time deviling?
I told everyone right before we started recording that I didn't put my dice out in the moon like I usually do.
That'll do it.
Dice Christ is angry at me.
After Fia, that is the ghost dragon's turn. I will have Craggle do a stealth check. Craggle has very bad stealth, but she has to get worse than Fia. Otherwise, the ghost is going to go for Fia. Fia, you got a six on your stealth?
A six.
Okay. Craggle will have disadvantage because she's just running, clunking along.
Come on, come on, come on.
You see the ghost begins to move as if to fly off towards Craggle. But then there's a crunch of debris from Fia, and you see the ghost turns and begins flying at Fia. It is going to go ahead and take a... it swoops down to the alley between the houses. It just appears and takes a claw attack at Fia.
Fuck.
Natural one. Okay. Finally got some luck on your side.
There it was. Keep that up.
And then is going to attempt another withering bite.
Bite your own ass, dragon.
That is a 20, dirty 20 to hit.
Oh.
I take it.
15 damage.
15, I'm down.
You're down?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
You guys see this dragon takes a withering bite of Fia, and she drops. That is Zerk's turn. Zerk, you are in hiding. This thing is over your friend here.
Can I, from hiding, fire my gun at it and then run over to Fia and then use a bonus action healing word?
You can. Coming out of hiding, you will get advantage on this shot, Zerk.
All right.
That's good.
Advantage is good. That is going to be a 25 to hit.
You see as Fia, the last thing you hear as like everything goes dark is you hear the bang of Zerk's gun. And you see a giant like fireball come out of it, Henry. Zerk, you take a big shot at this dragon.
That's 9 damage.
Cool.
And then I'll duck down next to Fia and use my version of healing word, which is healing worm. And I... pluck a worm from the ground and fill it with healing goo, and I just pop it right in Fia's mouth.
Oh, God.
I slurp it down. I spit it back up. You have come to strangle me from the garden. I plucked you long ago. Your vengeance will never be saved.
There's still juice in there, Fia. There's still juice in there. You're going to need to suck that again.
A delicious healing grub.
Yum.
I will say, since this thing is on the move, and it's not stationary, kind of defending its... turf, it's kind of like on the hunt right now. It will not have a lair action. Henry, that is your turn.
Okay.
Fia, that is 11 points of healing. Oh, 11 points of healing for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to come out of hiding, I guess, and just be like, what's the plan? We running or fighting?
We running.
Running and hopefully just sleeping for 2 days in a cellar somewhere.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go into a dead sprint, and if there's anything Shank can do on the way out.
Yeah, you can give an advantage to yourself on stealth or to somebody else.
Okay, I'll give it to Fia.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will say my own kind of homebrew here is going to be, since you guys are in this kind of war zone with this dragon banging around, plate mail is not going to be as much of a hindrance as it would be you sneaking into a room, sneaking up on somebody. So I'll say you guys have flat rolls and you have advantage when you're helped.
Thank you,
Brian. You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. And then, Henry, are you yourself hiding?
Yeah, I myself am hiding, and I'm also going to second wind as I'm huffing and puffing away.
Henry, are you going to a different area?
Yes. I'm going to go to, is there like a, kind of like a city center?
Look for a post office.
Yeah.
They always have deep cellars.
Go ahead and give me a perception check, Henry.
Okay, that is an 18.
Henry, with an 18, you look at these alleys of houses back here. You can't tell which ones have cellars, but you do see a flash of light hitting metal. Like it looks like a sword or some piece of like a scrapper's armor. So it's either could be Craggle, could be actually Craggle ran in the other direction. It could be one of the other scrappers.
I thought for a second it might be a metal bulkhead to a cellar, but this might even be better.
So I'm going to say, Henry, I'm going to say this person is 60 feet away. So you can either use your action and hide, or you can just dash to them.
Okay.
Or you could do 30 feet and then hide.
I'm going to do 30 feet and then hide because I don't want to blow their cover.
Great.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a stealth check.
Yeah, that's 19.
19. Great. That's Craggle's turn. Craggle's long gone. Fia, that is your turn. You see the direction that Henry is running in, but then he kind of disappears around a row of houses.
You do exactly what Mr. Henry did.
Great. Go ahead and roll your stealth with advantage.
Shout out to the two crew, but I also got a 16, so 17.
17.
Nice.
That is the ghost dragon's turn. Zerk is not hiding. This thing is going to...
If I remember correctly, I'm pointing a gun at it.
Right. So Zerk...
Oh, can I actually, though? So I only needed to do an action. I technically still have an action,
you
right?
You have a bonus action.
A bonus action. Then I will bonus action, as I'm running away, chuck the rest of the healing grub to Mr. Zerk, and I say, I think there's a little bit left, and I'll cast a second level healing word.
You really should finish all the...
It just pops in your mouth.
10.
10. Awesome.
10 hit points.
All right. This thing is going to attack Zerk.
Bring it.
First one is a claw attack. That's a natural 3. That's only an 11 to hit. That misses.
Misses.
Second attack is the Withering Bite.
Withering Bite your own ass.
That's a 26 to hit.
That
I would rather Withering Bite yours, bite yours, bite yours, bite
his ass. Oh, they're on agreement.
Bite
shit.
Bite his ass. Bite his ass.
Oh, they're in an accord.
They all agree.
That's only 6 damage on the bite, but you still need to do a con saving throw or take more damage.
I am good at that. I flash my coat in front of it and whisper, thanks, Hanks. Oh, fuck. I didn't flash enough. That's only a 10.
Okay. You take 21 damage, Zerk.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, my God.
And then, Zerk, that is your turn.
Okay.
Run.
I look in the face of this dragon and say, the only withering bite I like is the withering bite of Wintergreen Gun. and I lick my gun and I barrel roll away.
Did he just lick his gun? Lick his gun? Lick his gun? What? What? What?
That's his new thing.
And I'm going to try and hide.
Great. So this thing is going to get one claw attack against you.
Okay. Oh, boy.
That is only a 14. Misses. Takes a swipe at you. But Zerk, you hop away.
I try to collect a little ectoplasm as it swipes.
Great. There's just the slightest amount. There's an ectoplasm grub that has been feeding on the grub of this ghost.
Oh, what a strange organism. I will learn much from you. Cool. And then stealth check?
Yeah, go ahead and make a stealth check.
Great. That is only a 10.
10. Total?
Total.
Back around to Hank. You are getting closer. You do see that there is like one scrapper in the doorway here. This burly deep folk dude. It's got like a fierce helm with like ram horns, but kind of like Craggle doesn't seem to really care about you guys too much. Is just like on lookout, like trying to make sure the ghost dragon doesn't come towards him. Mm-hmm. You see this dragon is like stalking Zerk. That's your turn.
Okay. Sorry to do this to you, buddy, but you're going to have to get torn asunder just one last time.
All right.
I'm going to find a fucking basement with a man cave here. I swear to God.
You better.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And I'm going to send Shank out there into the world to try to distract the dragon from
Zerk.
Whoa,
that's rad. Whoa. Yeah, so, okay, so this thing sees Shank coming at it.
Shank can make a couple attacks, too.
Sweet, yeah. Shank is going to once again run. Nah! I know Zerk can only be torn asunder once, whereas I can be torn asunder many times and come back for more hell. That is my life.
It's really your flexibility that any system needs to be flexible.
Mm-hmm. It's your blessing, not your curse.
Sweet. Go ahead and make some attacks for Shank.
I'm so impressed, Shank. You know, if Fira's not going to make a move, maybe I will.
Shank just fucking rolled a 22 and a 20 with that guy's arm.
Nice.
Woo.
I also...
That's a spicy guy's arm.
You might be right. It might be Giz arm, Jake. I'm not sure.
Giz arm.
Definitely the one YouTube... You know what? People are going to tell me either by ats or, on Patreon or something. So,
I watched four different YouTube videos on how to pronounce it, and everyone did it differently.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I guess it is... Like an ancient weapon.
Yeah, it's an ancient weapon. I think they don't really...
Yeah.
It's either guy's arm, guy's arm, guy's arm.
Is it Italian?
I think it's German.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's like ancient Germanic.
Yeah.
It looked like it was a German reading tool.
All right, that is a 26 total for both of Shank's attacks.
Whoa. Huge attacks from Shank. You see, this thing is not like nearly on death's door or anything. But that gets the dragon's attention. You see, Zerk, you are running down the street as this ghost dragon like flies in and out of buildings chasing you. Shank runs up, slashes it twice with the guy's arm, giz arm, slashes it twice. And Gizmo. There are like echoes of arcane energy as the blade strikes. And it seems to have stopped in place there. Henry, you still have the rest of your movement. You can run wherever you'd like.
Yeah, I'm going to try to run a little bit closer to this scrapper.
He is within 30 feet if you want to just get to his house.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get to his house.
Sweet.
Let me in your house.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, Henry, you run into this destroyed house. You see that the walls are still up on the outside. This one dude with the ram helm is leaning around the corner, kind of looking out like on guard. You see that there is another dude, like another scrapper, poking his head out of like a wooden trap door that is like a cellar farther in the house. And you see the dude with the ram helm goes, "What are you doing? Who sent you here? Who the fuck are you?"
I don't know if you've been keeping watch, but we just got our asses kicked by that dragon that I think you're also hiding from.
I'm not hiding from shit.
Oh, okay. We're just hanging out in the house then.
Yeah, I'm just here.
Why are you so tense?
I'm not tense. You're flexing.
I'm barely.
Yeah, you see, he looks not thrilled to see you here, but is more concerned about the dragon. Seems frazzled. Fia, that is your turn.
Okay, I'm going to run to join Mr. Henry, and I run up to this scrapper, and I say, "Hutar Gunnerbold sent us to help with this problem. However, we have been quite fucked, and I now need to go into your cellar and lick my wounds."
Go ahead and give me...
I start out really strong and then just crumple.
You see flashes
because
of
Fira. Because I tried so hard. I had all these things and nothing worked out. I think I am
This is
weak.
A lot. This is so much. This is a lot.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check with advantage.
Just let her go to bed.
Oh, baby. Okay, 17 becomes a 16.
As soon as he hears the name Hutar, you see his eyes light up and he nods. You see he looks to the dude that's kind of holding up the trapdoor, nods to him, and the dude goes down and leaves the flap open for you. You're able to run.
Okay, and as I'm going, I want to turn around and do thaumaturgy just to distract the dragon a little more, and I'm just going to instantaneously cause an unlocked door or window to fly open and slam shut.
Oh, sweet. So you just make another noise like across the street.
There's another noise. I just take another door and slam it, and then I kind of do like a baseball slide into the cellar.
Great. Oh, okay. Wow.
An ajar door, the classic work of the Door Witch Fia.
So here's the deal, gang. Zerk is still in some trouble. That is the ghost dragon's turn.
Not good, gang.
I'm sorry, Mr. Zerk. I have no spells left.
Shank only has one HP. So if this thing hits, this thing could potentially hit Shank and destroy him, then go after Zerk. So this thing takes a swipe at Shank, who is bravely trying to hold it off.
But what about the door slamming?
The door slam...
Shank loves that distraction. That's Shank's favorite kind of distraction.
We'll go ahead and do the bite attack first. Crits. Shank whole. Just Shank is just gone. There's no glorious like last stand as he stays and he fights. He's just and they just gulp him down.
His last words were yep.
I'm gonna figure out how to make shadow booze for you, buddy. You deserve it.
And then this dragon is going to Okay, you did Thaumaturgy. Fia, yes. I will have go ahead and roll me an Arcana check against this thing's insight.
Okay, I do add a d4 to my Arcana check.
Okay.
Because I am a Vidalkin. 17.
17, okay. This thing only got an 11 on its insight check. So, Zerk, you're not just out in the open. You are, like, hiding between things. Fia, you make a door start, like, banging behind him, like, one that's, like, hanging half off its hinges. You see on the rest of this thing's turn, this thing pokes its head into that one room, and you hear it roaring. Zerk, that is your turn.
All right. Zerk's just going to try and get over to the door with all of the scrappers.
Sweet. Zerk, you're able to get there.
Great.
You get there pretty easily. You just use the rest of your movements. You show up there. You see this.
Zerk slides along the walls and then like tiptoes across and then keeps sliding along the walls.
You arrive. You see this dude with the ram horn goes, "All right, get in the fucking basement."
All right. I was going to.
Yeah,
I push him.
You would. Fuck you, dude. Hold me now. Turns to okay. Turns to Hank.
Fight in the basement. Fight in the basement.
All right. So you guys rush over to this little wooden door. Zerk has just gone down. Fia, you get down. Henry, you get down. You see this dude with the ram helm slams it shut behind you. This basement has like collapsed on two sides, but seems to have stayed put under this door. There's all like rock and debris on the one side. There's rock and debris on the other side. It's very dark in here. You guys probably have to use like a little cantrip to like keep to be able to see. Yeah, Zerk, you like snap your fingers and make like a little fire
it's
cantrip.
It's a worm again.
It's another, it's another fire grub.
Thought so.
Are we just in here and like we hear the dragon up there just guys, like shaking
you guys
earth?
Hear just the faint sounds of it. It just sounds like you're like waiting out an earthquake. Like you just hear like rumbling up above and down here. As you kind of wave your light around, you see in this small basement, you see three scrappers, the one with the ram helm, and then two other kind of more generic dudes whose armor looks more like chainmail, looks not as fancy. Mm. You see the two that are wearing just like chainmail have their swords up, holding it to another deep folk woman who you recognize from the sketch as Grez. She's got the look of a war priest. She's got like big tusks, breastplate with a cloak over it, staff with a series of rings in it, and several rings linked to a septum piercing in her nose. And these dudes look more scared than her, even though it looks like they're kind of holding her hostage. And you see as this dude with the ram helm slams the trap door closed, you see Grez looks up and goes,
"I foresaw you coming. Three disembodied blades, but now I understand."
Disembodied?
We're all mostly here.
One of the guys next to her goes, "Shut up! Stop saying weird shit! Stop saying weird shit!"
No, let us say the
hold
weird
on, hold
shit.
On.
Please, can you possibly put your weapons down? Clearly what we just fought is just an aggregate of angry ghosts. Do you want to make another angry ghost this day to feed that beast up there?
You see, Grez just calmly goes,
"That's right. The scrappers have done this crime. They brought me here under false pretenses, and now they want me to do their dirty work. I would sooner kill them than I would this dragon."
Oh, interesting.
And you see the dude with the ram helm goes, "All right, everybody calm the fuck down. Look," points to you guys, "I just saved your fucking lives. I didn't have to let you in here, all right? That thing is a fucking problem. It's going to kill all of us. I don't care what kind of, it's mad. It's mad fucking ghosts. It's a fucking ghost. Now, whatever happened, happened."
"If we want to fight the shadow of your misdeeds, we need to know the nature of them."
"That's the best ammunition we could get."
You see this dude kind of rips off his helm, all pissed off, and sits in the corner and just starts to like run his hands through his hair. And he goes,
"We had a deal. She was supposed to take care of this haunting. We didn't say what it was. I'm not even 100% sure what happened. I'm not the kind of person that sits in on these big meetings or whatever. I just do what I'm told, okay? Who the fuck are you three?"
We were sent here by Hutar.
Yeah, and we were sent alongside Craggle, who's still out there, running around and extremely scared.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check, Zerk.
Just a 13.
13. This dude nods and goes,
Craggle is tough. She'll survive.
Okay, that's great. Now, we're all just doing what we're told also, which is to come here, collect her, and help you guys out. I'm not picking any sides, but we gotta find a way to survive. So why don't you tell us why this dragon is attacking you?
Do any of you actually know? Were you involved in what happened with this dragon? Or is it more your people? I survey the room.
Again, I don't know what the fuck happened, okay? I'm not in all the fucking meetings. Go ahead and give me an insight check.
Insight check to see if he was CC'd on the meetings?
Shout out to the two crew.
My insight was a 30-20.
Mine was a 9.
Hank, you get the sense that this dude is a little bit full of shit.
Got it. Okay, you didn't have to be in the meeting, but they probably told you about the meeting, right? You've been here before, haven't you?
You hear Grez speak up. Yes, he was in the meeting.
Oh,
what?
Sorry. Now I'm learning different facts. So you were in the meeting. Were you not paying attention during the meeting?
You see, he scratches his face. Fucked up shit happens in the ruins, okay? There's nothing we can do about it. Do you want me to tell you things that'll get you killed? Because that's what's going to happen.
Seems like it's happening either way, whether I know shit or not, that thing's going to try to kill me.
I might as well die with an interesting story in my head. I think Fia also feels kind of like she feels a lie forming on her tongue. Okay. And she thinks about her witch's word and wonders if maybe she could experiment with a little deceit like Miroslav the Mesmer.
Okay.
And she just says, you can tell us whatever. Right now, all we need is information. I do not wish for any harm to come to you. I just wish for the safety of this woman and the end of all of our troubles.
Go ahead and give me a persuasion check, Fia.
That is going to be another nat 1. Minus 1 is 0.
Oh!
Okay.
Miroslav, why?
She wasn't built for it.
This dude looks like super frazzled, like he's lost kind of control of the situation, shakes his head and goes, look, we're not here to talk about our fucking feelings. We can either all work together to fight this dragon, which is what I've been telling this lady for a long time, points to Grez, or we can have it out here and then me and my buddies can take a little rest and take another crack at the dragon tomorrow with your blood on our blades.
Can I take a look at Grez to see if she looks like she's in fighting shape?
Grez 100% has not been hurt at all. You guys are essentially in a hostage situation where these dudes are already surrounded. So these dudes are just screaming kind of impotently. There's three of them.
I turn to Grez as well.
You see these dudes all start like going for their blades. And Grez goes,
there's a possibility that not all of us will make it out, but I'm sure none of them will.
Whoa.
Is that the future you foresaw?
Just kind of the read I'm getting on the room.
All right. I think I've heard enough from Goat Helmet Guy. I summoned Shank on the above us on the trap.
Grez, I need you to understand. I am having a very bad day, and there is no proof it's going to change. And then I try to grapple one of the weapons out of another guy's hands.
You guys all launch in to go into battle. You see Grez locks eyes with you, and she goes, I see better days in your future. And that's where we'll end our session.
Yes!
Ends on a goddamn high note.
Will we ever go to bed?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Thank God I don't have to roll another dice today.
That was crazy. I was expecting the fight to go like that. Also, like, yeah, you guys, I set this up for you guys kind of to have the scrappers on your guys' side, but it just so happened that you guys rolled the 1 in 4 chance that the ghost was in the same exact section as them.
Yep.
Then they failed their perception checks to try to hear Craggle. So, God. just the way it works sometimes. But ended up being a really tense episode. Really fun.
Yeah.
It was really
sweet relief at the end. It feels so good.
It is really funny because I was like so fucking like amped when we went into battle.
I know.
And I had like so much shit planned, and truly everything went wrong that could have gone wrong. But then really that was almost just as much fun, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. Yeah, gosh, that was so tense. And now we get to fight some people in a basement, which is not quite as exciting as a dragon, but...
We end as you guys.
The dude's weapon.
You guys, everyone goes for their weapons at once. Everyone like dives in. Really exciting. We'll talk about this all more on the short rest. You guys can head on over to patreon.com/nadpod. That's NADDPOD. Don't sing yet.
We will not sing yet.
To listen to our after show. Does anybody have anything they would like to plug?
No, I just really like this song called Nico's Red Truck by an artist called Dijon. I heard it the other day. It made me cry. It was really, really good.
What's so,
check it out. It's a great song.
Okay, if we're all plugging songs, I really like the song Tech Noir by Gunship. It's so good.
Oh, Gunship's very good. Excellent working music. I'll plug the soundtrack for Bravely Default 2. It's also great working music. Really gets you amped if you want to do some work. Specifically the battle mix, all battle themes, Bravely Default 2 on YouTube. Check that out.
Wow. Ooh. Tech Noir is actually not good for working, though, because it starts with a little monologue by John Carpenter.
That gets me amped, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I like to work to the Witcher 3 soundtrack, and also Warcraft World of Warcraft Frozen Throne soundtrack, which I have
to that.
I have the CDs of. I bought a CD player recently.
Wow.
Because I'm at that point of the pandemic, I guess I that's where I was a couple months ago.
If we're plugging working music, I love working to klezmer. I'll plug the Czech klezmer band Trombenic. I don't even know if they still play together anymore, but...
Sweet. Check them out, cool. Everybody.
Yeah, working music, I do Spotify Deep Focus, just a Deep Focus playlist. Wow. Yeah, it's really nice. Nice. Very soothing.
Check out all these wrecks.
Sweet. Caldwell, you got any P.O. Box stuff for us this week?
I do. We have some stuff sent to us from Anthony F., who sent Jake a gift certificate for some paints to use during his live streams.
That's right. And I purchased my paintbrushes and paints. They went on those minis like butter. It was beautiful.
Ooh.
Wow.
But also
love
gross.
Covering minis in butter.
Yeah, just no, it was a Whole Foods gift card that I Whoa. Bought butter with.
I like nice, to nice. Saute my minis up and then slather them in butter.
Delicious.
Yeah, I prefer a coconut oil, but you know, to each their own. You can follow Anthony's incredible miniature and set building adventures at his YouTube channel, Tech Adept Crafts.
That's right.
Next up, someone, not sure who, sent us Naruto on Blu-ray.
Ooh.
So thank you for that.
That is
I sent
good.
It right to Jake so that he can watch it instantly.
Can't wait. See you for the mixed bag, baby.
Annie M sent Emily a custom mushroom tote that says, "You cannot kill me in a way that matters."
Whoa.
That is so very metal. Good. Yeah.
Emily didn't already have that? Why?
and also
That's
a
such a sick line. You cannot kill me in a way that matters.
It's awesome.
In so Eldermorn, heavy. Where there's reincarnation, we could definitely say that.
Yeah.
Andrew D. Made us stained glass sigils of our Bahumia characters and Whoa. A very
Amazing.
Cute quilt for baby Sydney. I am deeply touched. I did give her the stained glass and she instantly broke it. So that's on me.
Wow.
Bit of a butterfingers, your baby. No offense.
That's because Jake painted her fingers with butter.
Can't stop.
Michael H. sent us some of their favorite Discworld books. Thank you so much for our Ooh. Growing collection.
I'm currently reading Guards, Guards.
Ooh. I believe you got Light Fantastic. I'm not sure if you read that one yet, but that was a new edition
Ooh,
we got.
No, I haven't.
Someone sent us a travel guide to Sydney. Cheers. I think that'll come in very handy when we finally make our way out there for a trip or a tour. And last, someone sent us a Lord of the Wings shirts that feature a chicken wings covered in the ancient elven script from the One Ring. I don't know who or why, but I appreciate it. I guess if we ever
it's
form a
so
bowling team.
It's so funny when we don't know who sent it.
It's very menacing when someone sends us something like that. It's like, is this a gift? Is this a threat? Are we on someone's like improv team now? What's going on? Cool. And that's all we've got. 1920 Hillhurst Avenue, number 222, Los Feliz, California, 90027 is where you can send us stuff. Thanks again.
Sweet. Thank you all so much for listening. You can follow us on various social media that we may or may not use. I'm at CH Murph. Caldwell's at Caldy. Emily's at Eaxford. And at Jake Hurwitz is Jake Hurwitz. And you can tweet about the show using hashtag NADPOD. That's NADDPOD.
We are. The youth of the nation. We are.
Shun.
Wow, we sound like the dragon.
Ah, it is time to thank our benevolent Council of Elders, starting with Brad D., Jeffrey S., Haldor Frostback, Steelbreaker, and Matt M., amateur miners attempting to build a network of fun tunnels, aka funnels, across all of Zelbaldar 3. Unfortunately, midway through their first job, they hit a water vein and were instantly funneled out to sea. Moria preserved them. Jordan DJ, Cutter W., Jibe G., Zolo Dolo, and Dylan B., acolytes of the Time Devil who oversee all the timelines created by Fia's Chronal Shift ability. Fun fact, in all of the other timelines, Zerk is either dead, gravely injured, or a talking duck for some reason. Schubert the Mushroom, Danielle the Dastardly Dame, Andrew M., Beardman Dan, and Scott D., other gunslingers who have modified their firearms to heal. Now they all work at the Galoxpital, Eldermorn's first combination hospital firing range. Very nice. Danny P., Mixologist Michael McD., Victor T., Balnor's Boy, Andrew B., and Kevin S., a group of talented shadow puppeteers creating a play about the adventures of Shank and Fira. Currently, the play is 5 minutes long and features Fira running away while Shank naps on a pile of potato skins. Wow, sounds awesome, actually. Justin I., Ragnar Fairdwind, TJM the Gnome Barbarian, Elena M., and Trele the Cray Fae, the Ranger's Enclave, who taught Zerk how to use Healing Worm. To be fair, they only taught him the spell after catching him eating a worm off the ground for no reason at all. Jared E., Austin Bonesaw, MR, Damiel R., and Cyborg version of Josh the Kobold, clerics of Olwyn the Sullen. They are mostly employed by kings and nobles who use their powers to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas on Blu-ray. Octolick, Gage M., Richard X. Machina, Michael L., Sergio Salazar, Solomon, Zacharias de Sessuani, and Trast the Traveler. Swindlers in the Crux who are capitalizing on the success of Spritel and Bookbar's play by selling fake blue gems, or as they call them, genuine authentic smapfires. Sir Carl, Jory S., Dana G., Azoth Shadows, Calum L., and Ryan. Rogue spirits who didn't want to be a part of the dragon and are currently wandering around Zelbaldar 3 as a very chill ghost elephant. Curse our bad D4 quadrant rolls. Damn it, would love to meet y'all. Jack L., Flawless Whale, Temper Roll, Sam L., Nicholas C., and Reese N.S., Fira's Haunted Child Choir. When Fia summoned her from a parallel timeline or alternate universe, they were just about to sing one of their favorites, Skip, Skip Over the Open Grave. Haunting, terrifying, creepy as hell. Samuel B., Mike H., Byron Murphy Likes to Drink Kerfee, Matthew E., Colton B., and Adam G., the Gizarmi, a mounted infantry who wield only Gizarms or Gizarms, we don't know, and in fact take psychic damage if they so much as touch another weapon. And why would you want to? Mateo C., Knee Badger, Panama James, Cummins the Bard, Adrian the Halfling, Bard, and Dan. Another crew of adventurers who is fighting an even more fearsome ghost dragon. Their dragon straight up just stopped responding to their texts. Oh no! It's the worst kind of ghost. Nikki W., Grace G., Drew Nasty, CC Lulu, and Jay. Ghost Dragon fans who made a super hip exclusive Ghost Dragon theme club called Lair. The guest list is full of ghosts and they get all the hottest DJs and stalactites fall from the ceilings every time the beat drops. Awesome. Barnesonator, Michelle O., Timmy R., Jonathan W., the Croc-Wearing Warrior, and Lucas B., the shadow medical team that puts Shank back together every time he returns from the material plane completely fucked up. They were working long hours, and honestly, they're not sure how they feel about this Hank guy. Aaron S., Kevin M., Hogfish's Above Average Hog, New York, and Stephen C., scrappers, but for table scraps. They wait by dinner tables with a pitiful look on their faces, and kind people feed them their leftovers. They also have long, fluffy tails that they wag merrily. Okay, fine, they are dogs, yes. KJ, Michael M., Rahul N., Mike K., Maxwell C., and Karen J., disciples of Dice Christ who retrieved Emily's dice so that they may repent and be baptized anew in the name of Dice Christ. We will crit. We will crit again. Ekathor 666, speaking of Christ, Nick W., Taylor A., Matthew R., and Esme M., the Zelbaldar 3 Radical Transparency Committee, who is responsible for filling up everyone's cellars because we have nothing to hide. Guess they didn't see a rampaging ghost dragon in their future. Nathan, Casimir the All-Knowing, Big Bad Beardo the Mad, Eric McD., and Jack Me Hoff.
reverse werewolves who cursed Fia's dice. The only way to stop them is to leave the dice out in the moonlight, which of course causes reverse werewolves to turn back into humans. Burly T, J Dragonborn, Joe Rowe, the Inapropo, Cody B, Liam D, and the Sandrayan. The creators of Double Mint Gun, the only gum that hurts. Don't just taste the minty freshness, feel it penetrating your skin. Ben A, Feldonis, Dave H, Koala Bear, and Catherine S. Ghosts of Zelbaldar 3 who aren't that angry, but kind of just have to go along with it in order to maintain a cohesive Ghost Dragon dynamic. That's right. David K, Christian S, Dustin S, Keith K, The Time Walker, and Emilio D, the owners of the house that the Third Mates and Scrappers are currently hiding in. Luckily, they have earthquake insurance, but they don't have brawl in the basement insurance, so let's hope things turn out peaceful. I don't see that happening. Frankie Koala, Big Bad John, Aston S, Blair the Bug Blair, Barblarian, Porkchop, and Chenille M. Fira's phobia support group. These shadows have a particularly hard time overcoming their fears because they're afraid of their own shadows. Yeah. Alice Valacy Raptor, Minette F, Pat L, and Achutha A. Also, did I forget Lauren H? No, I didn't because I said it now. Ghost hooligans who plan to invite Zerk to a haunted mansion tour. Once there, they'll reveal there are no fun ghosts, but rather more lead pipes. Damn it. Not again. Not for the 10th time. Elias Hawthorne, Maddie Y, Alex H, The Eldest Berry, Ryan S, and The Bone Duster. The Stalactite DIYs. A deep folk cleanup crew who were unceremoniously swallowed by the ghost dragon their first day on the job. Damn it. Joshua H, Robert Christ, Yeedrazel, Brentley C, Micah B, and Ploops. Scrapper rappers. These scrapper rappers rap, scrap, rap, but get crap flack from their trappers who trap, scrap, rappers. Carly and Lori P, Spam Gaming, the not so skilled gamer, Connor Savage, and Russell H, and also Christopher J O, spirits inhabiting the ghost dragon whose unfinished business is just that they never finish watching The Wire. So don't worry, we can actually fill you all in and you can go peacefully. Lauren, Logan S, Leviathan, Deme A, Biocourt 7, Kenny, and Remington CD. Tinkerers, who designed the Minty Fresh Breath Health Gun. They also have a bubblegum-flavored health knife, but it's just not quite as appealing for some reason. Amber K, Everett P, Trub Hop Dropper, The Element God, Lindsay W, and Champ Wild. Deep folk who were having an epic tavern brawl when Zelbaldar 3 was destroyed, so their ghostly replay image is actually super sick. Good work. Valen, Carlin C, Anthony S, Sally S, Tristan C, The Goose, and Jake. Deep folk who outfitted an absolutely awesome rec room in their cellar, complete with a beer and cheese fridge. The Bills game is actually still playing down there. So, you know, we really cannot believe that Hank is missing out. Emily S, the new petty king of Outer Borough, CC, Matthew J, Scrip Scripper, and Zane C, scrappers who actually prefer scrapping for delicious food over armor. These incredible freegans can make a burrito out of anything. Yum. Michael S, the Bone Duster, Noah, Wyatt B, Estelle, and Rogue Cree, the richest people in the crux because they begged Grez to predict the winning lottery numbers. She did, but only because they promised her they would use the money for good, which so far has just been, you know, they installed a really sick pizza oven at their hangout. Daniel N, Sebastian's romance partner from the Baronies, Mr. Dude Sky, Conflicted DM, and Justin LB, Craggle's track and field coaches who would be mostly proud about how fast Craggle is hoofing it from the Ghost Dragon, a little conflicted maybe, but it's fine running form. Connor P, Dandy, Jennifer R, Clifton A, Reverend Chatterbones, and Richard G. Deep folk children from Zelbaldar 3 who are still on a multiple year bender in a tavern basement and have no idea that their home has been destroyed. You know what? Just keep on partying, fam. M Barber, Marcos P, Pup Kalish, Learns the Balance Druid, Dakota JP, and Pagos V. Bugs and slugs with absolutely zero healing properties, so why, oh why, is Zerk still trying to eat them? Knock it off, okay? Not everything has to go in your mouth, man. Thank you all.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.